We're live.
Aren't you supposed to say boom?
Isn't boom goes the dynamo. You son of a bitch.
You need more tape over there. Listen.
Nah, I got it.
You tape it up. I've got a good intro for us.
All right, let's go. All
right, you ready?
Is it, this is so dumb?
Well, no. So we've been taking some viewer feedback on a lot of different things, right? And one of the things is nobody understands what you're talking about if you don't tell everybody what you're talking about, right? So you got to lead in. So I got a kick-ass intro for us, all right?
I'm ready.
Every week, we're going to do this. Ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to lead in, and it's going to say, like, on today's podcast, you'll hear about Dennis's throat aids. Celebrity chef suicide watch. And corporate American greed in the 21st century, with the age of social media be the pivot point for the end of capitalism. And a visit from Pedo Petey. Hi, kids. All this and more on This Is So Dumb.
That was so dumb. Fits right in.
Listen, give the people what they want. They want an intro. They want to know what's going to be on the podcast that day so that apparently they can not listen.
That was amazing.
That was pretty good. It could have been produced a little bit better, but I had to do it on the fly.
You did, yeah. You know, we could have talked about it beforehand or something. Maybe I could have held the microphone up for you.
But then it loses its, doesn't it lose its kind of whimsy?
It wouldn't have made me laugh as much.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which means, and then what is it? It's just a dumb fucking intro.
Yeah. Which it was.
It was a dumb intro. Yeah. So this is why we don't. This is why we don't do those intros.
That's right.
Because they're dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
Wait a minute. That's what this whole thing is about.
Dumb times 12.
That's me. Mm-hmm. So, no more throat aids for Big D.
Oh, health update. Go for it.
I would like for you. I would like your reaction.
Yeah.
When you look inside of my throat hole.
Yes, please. You mean for the second time? All right, so let's give a little bit of an update. Longtime listeners of the podcast, like Heather, will know that Dennis has had a health scare called throat aids, where he's got some stuff going on in his mouth.
Yes.
First-time listeners will be grossed out immediately when they hear what's going on in the back of your throat.
Well, I did get a second opinion from a dentist.
And you are gay.
They said, yeah, get those wisdom teeth out, because what wisdom teeth are, just they're gonna end up rotting and falling apart because you just can't brush them good enough, you can't floss them good enough, and the enamel gets really soft, and that's why that one broke on me. I know. And yeah, that is an HPV wart.
Really?
Get rid of that thing.
Two dentists,
yeah,
who are very familiar with HPV.
I think they look at mouths all day. Bill?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but are you ready for this thing?
But do they look at dicks? Because that's usually where that stuff shows up.
Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, lean forward.
Let me see this thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Explain what it looks like, Bill. Speechless, ladies
Holy
and gentlemen.
Holy shit. Wait, that's it? No.
That's what they did to get it out of me.
Oh, I thought that was ugh.
No, dude, if that was it, that would
yeah.
have been. No.
Oh, it looks like a giant pustule. Like it's oozing.
Like the size of what? Like a quarter or bigger?
No, that's a nickel.
A nickel?
Yeah, give me that again.
God damn it.
My iPhone thing doesn't work. The flashlight. I've dropped it multiple times. Ew, fuck. You know what? That's a dime. Here, give me a dime. You have the weirdest looking tonsils ever.
Oh, dude, I get tonsil stones.
Did you hit it?
I got that. Yeah, I got that. I get tonsil stones. And it's like, yeah, I'm just a complete mess.
It's so weird. It barely like hangs down.
Oh, that's not a tonsil. It's your fucking uvula, numbnuts.
No. Is that what they call it? A uvula?
It's a uvula, yeah.
That thing
is. A little punching bag in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing is weird looking.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I want another peek. I'm serious. It looks like it looks like the smallest.
No.
Little
probably because I have my mouth open so
lady
wide.
Nubbin ever.
a little clip hanging in the back of my throat.
I love a sizable one because I got to know where I'm going in for the kill, but that thing I wouldn't be able to hit.
That's the plot of Deep Throat.
Is it?
Her clit is in the back of her throat. Yeah.
You know? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that Linda Lovelace? Is that who that was?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard she didn't know that was a porn.
I heard that she found out on day one when she was sucking all those dicks.
No, she was an art film.
Oh.
Art film.
Yeah.
Only the guy in there, his name is Art.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, so all the wisdom teeth out. Got them out on Friday.
Yeah.
Went in there. Took a half hour to get the wisdom teeth out and cut the back of my throat open.
Did they knock you out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would they use laughing gas?
No. They chopped me up with an IV. Yeah.
Were you mumbling like a complete incoherent idiot on the way back?
No. I was hoping that I would be a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. America's Funniest Home Videos, AFV.
Yeah. I don't know which pays more.
I think you can win 100,000 bones on AFV.
Do I get to meet
Yep, Arsenio Hall.
No, it's
Bergeron isn't there anymore.
No,
it's
Anthony Ribeiro, something like that, right? Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton.
Yeah.
Doing the Carlton. By the way, for the first, we watched that show because the kids love it. And I actually secretly love it.
I do too. Yeah, great show.
Because they always have like UC Berkeley kids running around there. Yes.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. The girls
are cute. Why do they all dress up?
Girls are cute too.
Did you ever notice that?
Because it's a family show.
Yeah, can't so you run around with
fucking
tie.
Nirvana t-shirts and like, yeah.
It's so super weird.
Born to lick.
It's like, hey, we're going to watch America's Funniest Home Videos. Get your tuxedo.
It would be awesome if like one of those kids wore like weed socks. And nobody knew about it, but there's like weed on there. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no one knew about
Alfonso,
it.
Alfonso. But he never until like Reddit caught on.
Hey, this kid wore weed socks.
Do you use Reddit?
I've gone down Reddit, some conspiracy Reddit holes before.
What is Reddit? I don't know.
Reddit is like a forum where people just post random shit and then people add on to it. And it makes like a chain of bullshit. And so this whole chain of like people will post, hey, lizard people are real. And then people are like, yeah, on this date and, you know, this time I saw a lizard person. And then it just goes on from there. And it's just like deep, deep, dark shit.
Where is this lizard person?
They're everywhere, Bill. They've infiltrated our government. I mean, Will. They've infiltrated our government.
I can't even believe how many fucking episodes we have to go through.
I've called you the other name my whole fucking life.
Will?
Yeah. No, the other one.
Dave.
We should change it to Dave and Buster's.
TM.
Yeah, we'll get
somehow
sued
convince everyone
right away.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's out. First couple days, no pain, no nothing. A lot of blood.
Yeah,
I had to wash my sheets
really?
Fucking six times.
Dude, why?
Because of all the blood.
How does it get on your sheets?
Because I drool at night a lot.
And it just pools down your sheets. Like I get it if it's on your pillow, but
my pillow. But no, the way it's weird how I sleep with my pillow. My pillow only touches like a little piece on my head. It's fucking. I'm quirky. All right, leave me alone.
Quirky doesn't even begin to. But that thing looks fucking horrific. Are there stitches back there?
No.
What is the black thing in the center?
I think he cauterized it.
It looks like a gigantic, like, pimple.
Yeah, because it's all white around.
I would love to squeeze that thing.
you into
is that
all
pus back there?
No, it's. I think it's just healing. Do you know how like when
like
you're
cankers,
in,
like cankers?
Yeah, well, like if you get like a cut on your finger and you're in the water a long time, it just turns all white like that.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's all it is.
Because I'm a fish. Glop, glop.
Do you watch that pimple popper stuff?
No, that grosses me out.
Oh, dude.
I'm a big fan of popping my own, but do you like to watch those?
Oh, I love it. It's so gross. They get some nasty fucking things.
Yeah,
because
there's some, there's some ones in there that have some serious.
Dude, like, you got a fucking, like, another head grown out of you, like, underneath your skin.
Yeah.
How does it take so long for you to go get that shit checked out?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's bananas.
That's got to kill, too. I mean, it's got to hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, Dennis.
Fucking people.
I don't get it.
I go white people
and then,
problems. It's because we got all this health insurance.
I got all my doctors and shit all lined up. I take care of my back.
Yeah, but I get so many problems. Like I get the, I got 101 problems.
Suck on that, Jay-Z.
I should probably just kill myself.
What is, I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm just going to go on to the next one. Jay-Z. What do you think, what is Jay-Z's real name? Because it has nothing to do with J or Z.
It is, John Zizzoni.
John Zamboni? The originator of Zamboni.
Yeah.
No, it's like Eric Flores or something.
I don't fucking know. I missed that whole.
How do you come up with
one section of rap?
Like, everybody will be eventually. I'll let it out of the bag what my real name is, since you refuse to, you know, you're definitely catching on board and not saying my real name.
Yeah.
They'll figure out what Shaky Will with that. It's not, you know, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
They can find it.
I don't know.
But Jay-Z, I don't think Jay-Z has anything to do with his real name.
No. But what do you think of Beyonce?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. You know what she wears? Beyonce is so hot and everything, but she wears like corsets, and she wears shiny like leggings all the time. It's like nude stockings. Do you ever see nude stockings?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
They're gross. Saying. And then she wears like shiny nude stockings. And it's supposed to be like, oh, look how good shape she is. But really, it's just holding everything just together. Yeah. One little pinprick, like, bing, that whole thing would just explode.
Yeah, like one of those gel balls that you squeeze and you poke a hole in it. And,
so I just think it's fake advertising. I like when ladies embrace their curves.
What
like
happened to Rihanna?
Demi Lovato.
What happened to Rihanna? She gained a lot of weight.
Rihanna's from Barbados. I don't know, but her head, she looks like Megamind. Her head is huge. She's
Megamind.
She's got a forehead that has like a billboard on it, like advertise here. And a lot of the guys do.
Jism joke.
It just says, was here.
She's in that new Ocean's 8 movie or 7.
Yeah. I'm actually very glad you brought this up.
Me too.
Because I read something yesterday that said Ocean's 8 is some sort of a success because it made $40 million at the box office this weekend, which traditionally would be a gigantic bomb. But because it's a movie with eight ladies, how many? Yeah,
probably more. I would assume that there's like a bad guy lady.
And do you know who ruined it? Mindy Kaling, because she looks like a sea creature that crawled out of the water.
That's just
forget about Rihanna's big head. I mean,
it's all
I seriously think if you saw Rihanna in person, you'd be like, that is a huge head. I mean, if you could just have her wear a baseball hat.
Yeah.
Or like a Stetson.
Yeah.
If she was like riding you with a Stetson and like she was like, yeehaw. She's from Barbados. So how would that sound like?
Yahoo.
Hey, man. Oh, shit. What do they have down there? Seahorses? I don't even.
She has a seahorse forehead.
What is it? Barbados.
Barbados is in the Virgin Islands, isn't it? Or it's in the Caribbean.
Not if she's there. Hi-yo.
Oh, shit.
I think Leo DiCaprio got in that recently.
I think he's gone into fucking everything.
That guy, seriously.
I know. And he's got, like, dad bod. Like, he's not.
Listen, you're looking at his body too much. You got to look at it as a
wanger doodle. You think he's got a big piece?
I think. I don't know if he'd be slinging that much serious tale if he didn't have something happening downstairs. The
money.
Stories that thing could tell.
Yeah, no.
If TMZ could only get that thing on the phone.
Yeah.
My God.
They'd have to fight through all the HPV on his wang.
They probably would. Do you think he shaves that thing?
No.
A gentleman has to take care of that. I know. It probably looks like his face in The Revenant.
Yeah.
All fucking banged up.
Yeah. It's like they got to wade through it, like push that shit out to the side.
Your microphone sucks dick.
Yeah, but it says rock and roll on it.
Ah, booyah. You know, we should invest in actual cables that work.
Yeah.
You know who said that? Podcasting for Dummies, which I took out from the library.
Damn.
You know what year it's made? 2009, and it's still relevant. It did mention Audacity, so I know we're on the right tip.
Yeah.
For 10 years ago.
Exactly. I think we might... You son of a bitch.
You seriously need to tape that thing. It's better. Tape it again.
Hello? So,
ready?
Fling it. Oh, that was perfect.
That worked.
It did.
I think it did work.
Yeah.
So, Oceans, what is it? Is it Oceans 8? They could only find 8 women of any prominence, and one of them was Mindy Kaling. I mean, talk about a quota they're trying to meet.
What's with the hate with Mindy?
How about like Padma Lakshmi? Couldn't you go with her? What's her name?
Padma Humdinger.
Padma, no, the girl from Celebrity Chefs or whatever. What's her name? Padma.
Top Chef.
Top Chef.
Padma fucking Kwinkenickel.
You know who she used to bang?
Some old dude.
Your boy Tony Bourdain. R.I.P.
Yeah, I was trying to get to that when I said I would commit suicide because of my HPV, and with a slide whistle right over your head.
Wait, let me get it. Hang on.
Okay.
You ready? Put the microphone here.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah, so poor Anthony Bourdain.
Wait. Pause right fucking there.
Okay.
All this wonderful content we've just provided in the past like 10 minutes, you're going to give me shit because we didn't slide right into Anthony Bourdain?
I gave you like the biggest opening. I bent over, spread my butt cheeks, give you the widest opening.
You gave me the anal cavities of opening. And guess what? I went right for the grundle.
You did.
I said, woo-wee.
You went.
I'm going around the long way.
You went foreheads. Let's talk about foreheads for 10 minutes.
I'm going mouth to ass, not ass to mouth. I'm going around the long way.
Yeah. So did you read up on how he killed himself?
No. I seriously never found out.
I got to think it's another autoerotic asphyxiation deal. He said it was his bathrobe belt, and it wasn't well planned out, is what I read.
Bathrobe, dude, what is up?
I don't know.
I've got to try that. Because of all the guys that are killing themselves, it's got to work a bunch of times.
Yeah. Yeah, because it only doesn't work when you die, right?
Hang on. Oh, fuck, I didn't wear a belt.
You know what? I got one. I got you covered. My belt's right. Fucking big.
Do you have
too.
A bathroom belt? Yeah, but where would I do it in here? I could do it off your ceiling fan, but I might rip it out of the wall.
You'll is definitely that, I installed that. You'll definitely rip it out
oh,
of the wall.
Oh, it's not attached to a like a joist or anything?
No. There's no joist in this house.
Alright, you know what I'll do? Do you have like a bathrobe hanging thing on your door?
Yeah.
Alright. I'll slide it over that thing and hopefully it doesn't we'll close the door.
Yeah, you gotta stick the top through the door and just close the door.
Do I have to lock the door though? So at what point obviously I'm gonna struggle a little bit because that's part of the fantasy.
Yeah, it's part of the fun.
But at what point, what's my code word?
Gadoosh. Clean up on aisle three.
Gagne shoots, he scores. Uh-oh, there's trouble in there.
He's like, bring him up. Yeah, but no, I really enjoyed his show. I thought he was a cool guy. And I know he's... You know, he just ate fucking foie gras every day, and
yeah, but he did go to, like distant lands,
yeah,
and he made those animals seem human,
yeah,
you know, it's in true. Different countries, those disgusting animals from different countries that aren't here,
yeah, shitholes,
just disgusting.
What did Donald Trump call them?
I can't shitholes, shitholes,
yeah, all those shithole countries, I wish he was still alive. If any other... Who do you
Donald
think
Trump
should?
Is alive, you no, fucking
no, no.
idiot.
No. Oh. Which celebrity chef would you rather have killed themselves?
Guy Fieri.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because it's Fieri.
I showed you that picture of him.
Fieri, not like, Fiero. You have one of them?
No. Remember I showed you that picture of him without
Oh,
the,
yeah. He's yeah. such a fucking ass yeah. clown.
If he looked like that, he would kill himself.
How about him? A little autoerotic asphyxiation. Yeah. Now I'm going to jerk off on a doorknob.
Yeah.
Oops, I can't breathe.
Here comes my donkey sauce. He calls his donkey sauce.
Oh, man. Bam!
No, Emerald's a golden god. Don't fuck with Emerald.
Oh, that was Emerald,
I would
Emerald,
say,
huh? Who else?
Mario Batali. Fuck that guy.
Oh, should he kill himself, though? It would be funny if he was like a heroin junkie.
You know, he got caught up in the whole Me Too thing.
He got abused by Harvey Weinstein?
No, he got accused of sexually harassing some ladies.
Word on the street is those kitchens are real hotbeds for sexual harassment activity.
Do you know who I would like to get sexually harassed by?
Megan Fox.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but a celebrity chef.
Okay. Rachel Ray.
No.
No.
Giada.
Yeah.
She's got a big ass forehead too.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. But she's
hate that forehead.
She's a sexy little 5'2".
She got them perky old titties.
I wouldn't know, Dennis. I'm focused on her chefery.
Chefery.
She makes a mean romaine.
She make romaine.
Romaine salad. What is that, lettuce?
She makes a nice wedge salad.
The placement of her lettuce is fantastic.
Yeah. No,
Giada.
Giada. Yeah, I like Giada.
She's an Italian.
We went to a restaurant. Scott Conant is on all those cooking shows too. We went to his restaurant in Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was fucking terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's in Vegas. What do you expect?
Well,
everyone says Vegas must have good food, but it's fucking buffet. Like,
no, we went to a restaurant, spent a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Like,
how much?
Fucking at least $100.
No. Wait a minute,
$100.
Oh, Mr. Rockefeller over here.
No, I think it probably cost us two bills. Like,
hit the button.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I was phlegmy. Now that I've seen that fucking Ward AIDS in the back of your throat, salivary glands are out of work.
April looked at it. My wife looked at it.
Stupid motherfucker.
Immediately was like, I'm going to fucking throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's not coming near me for a while.
And you were like, put your uvula on top of my uvula.
Let's play uvula hockey. Let's
dance. Dun, 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 dun. All right. So yeah. Tony Bourdain offs himself. So you think it's autoerotic asphyxiation? I think it's he went samurai style and just leaned into a sword.
No, I mean, they said it was with a belt.
Nope.
Okay.
That's what they want you to believe.
Yeah. I think it was the Yakuza. I think it was a fucking, it was a hit.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I really want you to stop and fucking fix that microphone.
Dude, how many times do I have to fucking tape it?
You take the tape off and push it in and retape it.
You want me to push it in?
Push it real good. Bing, 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 bing. All right. While you're doing that, or are you going to fix that? I'm going to go into a segment I like to call Jokes I'll Never Tell on Stage. And this is going to be Political Edition. You ready?
Can't wait.
All right. Here we go.
Don't mind the tape being torn off.
No one minds that. All right, ready? Boy, that Trump is really something, huh? Someone should build a wall around his mouth. Where's Stormy Daniels when you need a dental dam? Because it's like a thing that goes in front of your... I don't know what everyone's problem with ice is. I prefer it in my drinks. Except Dos Equis. Get that shit out of here. When it comes to filth, I'm a Tres Equis guy. Three X's. Three X's, Dennis.
Yeah, like pornography.
Yeah, here we go. Ready? Sounds like Trump is really stirring things up at the G7 this week, huh? I don't know what this says. All right, here we go. Ready? Sounds like Trump is really stirring things up at the G7 this week, huh? If you thought Vin Diesel was bad in F7, then you're in for a real treat with Trump at the G7.
I think we should end this.
Nope. I got some more. Gene Siskel would call that a two thumbs down review if he wasn't rotting away with cancer somewhere under the ground.
Preaching the power is the best.
Last time I saw such an abominable act on the world stage was when L7 played at the Worcester Centrum. All right, ready?
I guess so.
Here we go.
Who the fuck is L7?
You guys hear L7. And when we pretend that we're dead, pretend that we're dead. You ever hear that song?
Oh, I do know that song. Yeah, it's stupid.
It's a good turn. Ready? Yeah. You guys hear about the latest from the Pope? This guy's quite a character. The Pope wants corporate America to stop impacting climate change. So let me get this straight. Things that spew into the atmosphere are bad, but things that spew in a little boy's face is gonna pass?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Had a long day yesterday, so before heading home, I went and grabbed a drink. I went in for a whiskey, two fingers, but when I was served, I was like, whoa, whiskey, that feels more like three.
Oh.
Down, boy.
So dumb.
Whiskey is my Saint Bernard.
I down boy. You say Bernard has fingers.
Wait. Yeah. So what do you think?
I think there's a good reason why you wouldn't put those on stage.
What I don't know. What you're talking about.
It's like you hit your head, but you didn't.
Shh.
Yes, please. Shh. So, yeah, the only one that was good there. Shh, shh. So subtle.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
The only one that was good in that whole thing.
Yep.
Was none of them.
That feels more like three.
So dumb. So dumb.
F7 was Fast and Furious 7, remember? The advertising?
Yeah. You should have went F8, though.
You fucking kidding me with this thing?
Dude, what the fuck?
We're investing in... I'm going to spend more than $6 on the cable next time. I don't give a shit what the internet says.
Yeah, the internet doesn't know shit when it comes to cables. Yeah, that was terrible.
Feel free to throw some out yourself. Some of that plush material you got. Have you decided if you're going back up or not?
Eventually I go back up. But I got one. I recently lost 10 pounds.
All right.
But no one should applaud that. That's like throwing a deck chair off of the Titanic. Boom, shakalaka. A deck chair off of the Titanic.
So you changed it from Queen Mary, and that's the...
Oh, that was a Queen
that
Mary.
That was the normal one. Oh, yeah, hang on. Do it again.
Okay. Hey, I recently lost 10 pounds. Don't applaud, because that's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. Who the fuck did you find that?
I had to search all the way through the house to find that. All of a sudden today, I was like, I think we have a slide whistle. Yeah. And I just started digging through all kinds of the toys.
The fart machine is my favorite.
It
by
is
far.
The best.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Give me another joke.
Put me on the spot, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whatever the fuck your name is.
That's because you're a good comedian.
God damn.
When you hilariously call me Bill, when my name is clearly Will.
Yes, Will. That's what you're going to need to write up, because this joke's about to kill you.
That's good stuff.
No, stupid.
No, it's not.
So dumb.
So are you going to go see, this one's for you, Heather. We're circling back to the movie thing again.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8.
No, I
won't. Are you going to go see it?
No.
Do you feel like $40 million is appropriate when things like Black Panther make $100 million and people laud that? But now all of a sudden, 8 women are in a film, and $40 million isn't that insulting?
Well, how much did Wonder Woman make?
Way more than 40.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman made like $100 million too.
That's what I mean. I mean,
like opening weekend.
It's got to be, I think they break them into non-superhero movies in superhero movies. Because superhero movies just make a fucking killing. Nothing you can do to stop them.
I don't know what you're talking about, because there's all kinds of good movies. Did you see that Casey Affleck movie where he was just trying to kill himself the whole time?
Manchester by the Sea.
That made $100 at the movie theater the opening weekend. I saw that. I actually liked that movie.
Was it heartbreaking though? Like, did you cry?
It was depressing the whole time. There is a part when, spoiler alert, like his kids die in a fire, and then he like goes into the police station, and then they let him go, and he's like, "What do you mean you're gonna let me go?" And then he tries to grab a cop's gun and kill himself, and he just yells, "Please, please, let me do it."
Damn.
To which I said, "Is that your career?"
Oh, speaking of female-led casts, we watched the all-female Ghostbusters today with the kids.
Terrible.
It was so bad.
Terrible. I don't know why you can't. Now you can't objectively just say, "Hey, a movie's bad." That movie's fucking terrible. Nothing funny. Leslie Jones is like the only funny thing in that.
Which is funny because she is a terrible actress, and she was terrible in that movie.
She's brutal, but she was the only funny thing. In a cast of Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and another lady.
Kate McKinnon went too over the fucking top.
There was nothing funny about it.
Yeah.
There was nothing funny about her performance, and she's usually really funny.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit where she was abducted by aliens?
Yes.
That was one of the best ones ever.
hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the David S. Pumpkins one?
No.
Oh my dude, you gotta watch it.
David S. Pumpkins.
It's so funny.
We'll watch it after this and then comment it on next.
It's
week.
A skit with Tom Hanks, and there's a big thing like where Tom Hanks is like, I don't think this is stupid. Like, I don't think this is gonna work. We should cut this, right?
That's the bit.
And now it's like one of the most viral ones. Yeah, it was a Halloween one. Oh. People started dressing like David S. Pumpkins like the week later for Halloween.
David S. Pumpkins.
David S. Pumpkins. I'm David Pumpkins. And the skeletons are part of it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but
you guys out there will all know.
Sounds hilarious.
Live tweet us if you know what David S. Pumpkins is. Do we have a Twitter page yet?
Yeah, shit. We should do that today. See if that's
we should.
Yeah.
I keep checking GoDaddy, and thisissodumb.com is available.
Yeah.
As of right now.
Is that the best one to buy from?
I don't think it matters. No. I don't think it matters because you can transfer it.
How come they get to sell them? Or do they just buy all of them and then sell them back to you? Is that what they did?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
You must be some sort of purveyor of websites. You must have to get like a license, like from the FCC.
Yeah. And then you call your company GoDaddy? What the fuck is that all about?
I know.
It's weird.
Sounds like a joke. Danica Patrick is a big, big GoDaddy lady.
Yeah.
She's a GoDaddy go.
She's a tiny little lady.
She's a spinner.
Yeah. Mm. Spinner or spinster? A little bit.
Well,
of both.
I take this from what I learned about hip hop. When you got a little chick,
yeah,
you can put on your lap and just pew, spin them around because they're so small.
Hmm.
Spinner. Lil' Kim, spinner.
Ugh, what happened to fucking Lil' Kim?
I know. Yum.
She got taken over by a fucking alien.
Yeah, well, she got a ton of face work done, right?
Yeah, horrible face work.
Yeah.
Like, alien-esque.
Listen, only God to judge. But God done said, you got busted up.
God done said, icky.
The stickiest of the icky.
So, you sent me an article.
I did.
About a guy who ate his own eyeballs out or something to avoid the death penalty.
Yeah. So, this guy's a real hoot. This is the kind of guy you want to hang out with. He killed his girlfriend and their kid and the mother. The kid and the mother or the girlfriend and the mother? Anyway, he killed at least two people and then took their hearts out and then just shoved them in his pockets and kind of went about his way, went down to the police station, was like, hey, bleh, here you go.
Here's some hearts I have in my
pocket. I just killed these two, and just, you know, in case you want some DNA samples, here's their actual hearts, not beating, of course. So then he was on trial for murder, and they were debating whether or not he should get the death penalty. And apparently, he plucked his own eyeball out and then ate it, and then was trying to get the other one out to eat it before they were like, hey, cut that out, and stopped him.
Stop it, you.
And so now the prosecutor is still debating whether or not he's insane and should get the death penalty.
Here's the thing. He's clearly insane.
Yeah.
He should get the death penalty.
Yeah, just because of the fact that he's, yeah, exactly.
Fuck that guy.
Right.
He doesn't need to be living anywhere.
No. What are you going to do? Reform the guy? Yeah. And let's say
rehabilitate this guy.
Exactly. Let's say you rehab this absolute maniac, and the closest he gets is like matzo ball soup. Like, that's what he likes to eat from now on. Not eyeballs. What? I'm sorry. What?
No. It's a weird choice.
It's
food.
The same size as an eyeball, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Swedish meatballs, but whatever.
No, those are smaller. You've been to IKEA. You know what the fuck is up with the Swedish meatballs.
I do.
Lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
Some dude, if he likes to eat matzo ball soup now?
Yeah, I don't know where that was going.
This is a different type of screeching halt.
The neuro smash is what we're calling.
He should definitely get the death penalty no matter what.
He should absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Why are we keeping... So, thank you.
Yes.
What is going to happen? Like, let's say you don't give him the death penalty and he goes to a psych ward and miraculously somehow you're able to make that guy, like, feel better. Right? Mentally, he straightens out. Then are you going to kill him? Or are you just going to hang on to him for the rest of his life? For what reason? You're in a prison. you're getting butt raped all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
if you're lucky.
Yeah. That's one perk of being in jail.
Three hots and a cock.
Go. yeah, I think you kill that guy.
Right? So what? Let's say he was nuts. He's obviously. I mean, he went the extra mile to try to get away from the death penalty yeah. by eating his own eyeballs.
Yeah.
How far would you go?
I got to say, that guy went above and beyond anything yeah. that I would do.
Yeah.
I'm not taking on my own eyeballs. I might I don't know. Like carve something into me, like into my chest, like puppies, like just the word puppies across my chest.
Yeah.
Like in court and be like, I love puppies. And then they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
That wouldn't work. No. That wouldn't work. That'd be adorable.
I know.
They'd be like, aw, let's keep him alive. The worst thing possible for you would be, in my opinion, the worst thing possible would be not to get the death penalty. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in prison. If I'm staring down 3 years, I'm fucking asking for the death. I'm going to murder somebody the next day so that I can just die.
That's the thing. I don't understand why people fight so hard not to get the death penalty.
So you're going to sit in prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're innocent. Maybe if you're innocent. But even then, I'd be like, you know what? I don't want the, you know, it's going to take 25 years for the Innocence Project to figure out if I'm a good candidate or not. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm getting brutally raped. Every day. You know I'm not going in there like throwing weights around. I'm going to have to go. I mean, unless there's like a nerd crew who likes to talk like X-Men all day. and then like the toughest motherfuckers around somehow. I'm fucked. I am screwed.
You're getting so many swastika tattoos right away.
Yeah, but not by choice. Like they're just going to pin me down and start throwing them on my face. There's nothing I can do.
I mean, that's what sucks.
Like, no, because I'd be like, hey, No, I'm one of the cool ones. Like, I'm a cool white guy.
Yeah.
I cross barriers. I'm like the Nelson Mandela of prison. I'm trying to bring everybody together.
I think, I would be doing the raping. You know, I made that decision right now. Nah, I'm going to be raping everybody.
So that's one of the things. So instead of going to prison when they're like, listen, the first guy you see, just punch him right in the head.
Yeah.
You would be like, the first guy you see, rape the shit out of that guy.
Just fuck him.
Just blast him.
Yeah. Blast him.
Blast him.
Yeah, I'm going to
Unfortunately, it was the judge.
Yeah. No,
Too soon! Too soon!
There's been many movies made about guys going to jail.
Order in the court.
Who learn karate and stuff before they go to jail.
Yeah.
It was one with Rob Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably the best one made.
Which one?
It was fucking hilarious. It was called
Let's Go to Prison?
No.
Or is that Andy Dick?
No, let's go.
There was, what was that? No, who was that?
That was Dax Shepard, I think.
Oh yeah.
No, Will Arnett. It was Will Arnett.
Yeah.
And
Is it the same premise as Get Hard, where like someone pretends?
Exactly. It was before Get Hard. It was with Rob Schneider. It was called something Stan, and it was fucking hilarious.
Thick Stan. And that was the name of the dude who was bumping nubs in his butthole.
Bumping nubs in his butthole.
All the kids are saying that now.
No, it was like a Happy Madison production. I don't think this is fucking working.
This is a Happy Madison production. What's not working?
My microphone.
No, now it's cutting out.
Fucking microphone.
Yeah, no, now it's not working.
Hello?
You know what you did? It's adorable. You taped all the way up the shaft and no part of the connection right there.
Dude,
bend it.
Up.
You just bent it. Bend it up again.
That's what I was doing.
There you go.
You sure?
It worked. Yeah. Okay, you said, I don't think this thing is working. It's working.
Okay.
You are fucking this thing up right now severely. I'm sorry, Heather. She's going to be so mad at us.
Oh, man. Fuck.
Once again, they're jumping around. Nothing's going on. No geopolitics. No nothing.
Yeah, you talk geopolitics. Trump building a wall around his mouth. Remember?
Someone should build a wall around that mouth.
Rob Gronkowski.
The Gronk?
Had a horse in the Triple Crown.
Are we talking, had a horse in the Triple Crown?
Yeah, I think it's Triple Crown.
He's got a horse in his trousers.
Yeah.
That guy's a Clydesdale in the sheets.
So his horse was dead last the whole race.
Really?
The whole race, dead last. at the last stretch, comes in second place. Like, comes on strong, second place.
Comes in second place, comes on strong. That sounds like Gronkowski to me. That guy's a fucking...
The guy, Gronkowski, put down $69 as a bet because he is a fucking frat boy.
That's... the kid's a gangster.
He is unbelievable.
He's a fucking... Did you ever hear that that interview they did with him after the... they're like, oh, you have, you know, you've got second most touchdowns ever for a tight end or some sort of stat. And he's like, do you know how many touchdowns you have? And he goes, yeah, you know what number comes after that? 69. Said at a press conference.
The guy is the best.
That guy's awesome. He's got like a party boat that he does every year. It's like fucking ships off. He's got the Gronk bus where he goes with all of his brothers to the fucking... Yeah. The games and everything.
He's got a bunch of meathead brothers too, right?
And he's got about 19 million broads lining up. He's also got his own softcore porn book. Did you ever hear about that one? A Gronking to Remember?
Are you serious? Did he fucking write it?
No. It's like a
fan
porn. Yeah, it's fan porn.
That's awesome.
And it's all about like he spiked his penis into me and the stadium that is my loins rumbled.
Jesus Christ. You wrote it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You wrote it, didn't you?
I wrote it. Under a pseudonym.
Yeah. Jane.
Chesty Footfield. It's football field, but it was too long.
While we're on football.
Yeah.
Mexico?
Sitting on it. Ah.
You sent me this as well. You go ahead.
Why do you
one.
Keep leading in with you sent me this?
You sent me this.
You know what else I sent you? I sent a little schmutz your way.
Oh.
Ow. In my eye. That's what that looks like back there, a big globule of. Anyway, it's World Cup time, Dennis. Do you have the fever? Do you have the World Cup fever? Do you watch soccer?
I have a fever. No, I don't watch soccer. I'm an American.
I watch soccer. I watch the international soccer.
I don't watch.
You know, there's a team coming to Austin. There's an MLS team. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Probably not.
No.
You gonna play at F1 or what?
No, they're building one up in the Domain.
Oh,
stadium
shit.
Of the Domain. You know where they're building on top of? A fucking landfill that was condemned.
Perfect.
Fuck those guys. Footy.
Yeah.
Blow me. Wait, is footy? Footy might be rugby to Australians. I put the emphasis on the wrong part of that
word. It's
footy?
No, footy soccer.
No, I think footy means rugby to Australians. Fucking swear to God.
Okay. I'll take your word for
it. I should look it up. I have to reach over my computer. We need stands.
We need our intern. Stands. What's his name?
Dave.
Dave?
Intern Dave. Intern Dave, hit the button quick.
Fucking Dave, you're fired.
All right, so World Cup is happening, and what they're doing is playing a bunch of quote-unquote friendlies. Do you know what a friendly is?
Yeah, it's like warm-up games.
Not a competition game, yeah.
Yeah.
Warm-up game.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
It's like intramural.
All right, listen to someone who knows everything about soccer.
What's a yellow card?
It's a great band. A great band.
Exactly. I'll stick to the
name
same thing.
One yellow card song.
Nope, I won't. I don't want to. I know them all, but I just don't want to say one right now.
It's on the tip of my dinky right now, and I can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
So anyway, my favorite team now... I didn't have a favorite team before, but I do now. It's Mexico, because the night before their friendly, the Mexican soccer team was partying with like 30 whores. They got 32, I think, to be exact, up in the hotel room. You know how many guys are on the pitch at a given time? It ain't 32, Dennis. It's like 11.
Damn.
Okay, so let's say they each had a substitute. Now you're talking 22. You still got 30. There's still a couple of broads hanging around
There's
for every
10
guy.
Extra.
So you got 10 extra. Now you got 11 extra.
Well, you said there was 32, right?
And 22. No, you're right. That didn't get right. I wouldn't know what to do with one prostitute.
Let alone 32?
I'd be like, it would be my worst nightmare. Because you'd have to pay enough money to a prostitute to make it worthwhile. And God forbid if I ever lasted two minutes and 20 seconds. So there goes my $1,000.
You think that's what they cost?
A good one?
I got a buddy who got one off of Craigslist once.
Okay.
He said she was good looking. And I think it was like $200-$300.
And you get one nut and that's it.
Dude, one and done for this guy. Because that one, It's like 8 minutes.
For two... 8 minutes.
Eight?
What are you, starring your own porn?
Thrusted minutes.
Fuck that.
Just jackhammering minutes.
I throw everything I've got at foreplay. Everything.
Really?
I got to at least get one or two for her out of the way. Because then it's like, I need that. I need the pump primed.
Yeah.
Two minutes, 20 seconds.
220.
No, I've gone 7 minutes before. I'm a fucking champ.
Damn, dude.
If I'm like, William Shatner.
That's how you get to go, right?
Guy.
Yeah, that's what you start to think of to come.
To infinity and beyond. Oh, wait,
that's Tim Allen.
That's Toy Story.
Yeah.
I think of...
You think of cartoon characters?
Only when I'm cruising in my white van.
Oh, yeah. You think of Wilma and Betty.
Betty.
Yeah.
Fucking A. I wouldn't be able to jerk off to that, but I definitely, it was one of my first wet dreams.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Callback.
Yeah.
I wonder if Heather likes the callbacks.
Probably. It's probably her favorite part.
That one she probably does. I bet she's running out to get that Wilma outfit. Wink. Big ups to you, Heather. Heather, I'm taken. So, sorry about that.
Yeah. Begrudgingly taken. I don't want to be taken.
I wish I was taken.
You wish you were taken by Liam Neeson.
Someone take me. Oh. Give me back my son. Is that Liam Neeson?
No, that was Mel Gibson.
Oh. Man, he hates the Jews, that guy.
Yeah.
He's like
Let's be honest. What's to like?
Hi-yo.
Oh. Just kidding.
I don't know. The banks. Hollywood. Thank you, Jews. You're such a racist, Dennis.
Yeah. Jesus. They gave us Jesus.
Didn't they take him away, too?
Supposedly it was the Romans.
Isn't that... So what's the big Christian versus Jewish thing, then? I thought they always accused the Jews of killing Jesus.
Yeah, I think they accused him of letting the Romans take him or some bullshit. I don't know. I don't think any of it is real.
So they're unhappy because... Jesus was Jewish, and he was kind of like a puss?
No. Jesus was Jewish, but he was also preaching different ways of thinking.
No. I know why the Romans killed him. I want to know why people always accuse the Jews of killing Jesus.
People just hate Jewish people for some reason.
Honestly, I've never made that connection.
Yeah, it's weird.
Tweet us. Live tweet us if you know.
What's up with the Jews?
What's up with the Jews, man? Why do people hate you guys?
Yeah. Damn.
I don't know. You got funny hats. That's all I know.
Cool ass sideburns.
They are pretty cool. Yeah. Paellas?
Yeah.
Paellas?
No, paella. No, that's a food.
That's a food.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Delicious food, yeah.
Paella is more like a rotini of the hair.
Yeah, it's like
corkscrew pasta of the dome.
Yeah. It's
yum, yes. Delish.
Yeah. It's Prince Spaghetti Night.
Prince Spaghetti Night. Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Night.
Remember that?
Kids will never know that.
Do you remember that commercial for when string cheese first came out?
Polio
when,
string cheese?
When he goes, hey, Vinny, give me a cheese with nothing.
Nothing?
That shit was my jam back in the day.
I never saw it. I have no idea what you're talking about. Hi-yo.
Yeah.
So, Mexican, would you... elect to play soccer now, knowing that if you make the pros, you're going to score at least 30 whores with your team?
Yeah, definitely.
You played high school football.
I did.
If you guys got a collection of pros together right after the old final senior game, right on Turkey Day, would you want to follow one of your buddy's leads into a prostitute?
Negative.
Yeah. There's... Yeah. Nothing you could disgust me with more than trying to follow a dude right after he dumped one in somebody.
Yeah, it's not for me.
No.
Yeah. Not even a double teaming. It's not for me.
You know what? Me neither. I just saw something today about this girl who got like 3 years in prison for falsely accusing two football players at Sacred Heart of rape. And then she basically admitted it later that she was interested, so she got double teamed by these dudes, and that actually happened. It was consensual. But
awesome.
Then she made this whole thing up because she had a friend that she wanted to wanted as her boyfriend. And so she had to make this up, or she felt like she had to make this up so he didn't think less of her and would be like even more emotionally attached to him. Exactly. But anyway, here's the exactly. Too many details. But long story short,
she's a piece of shit.
I was thinking it from the perspective of the two dudes because I was like, I've never double teamed a girl before, nor would I want to.
Yes, but not a girl.
Yes.
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 You like fucking, you had him like a rotisserie chicken.
Just spinning around like. He's getting brown on one side.
He's getting white on the other.
No, he's basted.
Oh.
Put the baste on him. Luigi. I would never double team a girl with a dude. A dog? Yes.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, Tootsie Roll, let me see.
Yeah.
No, that's gross. Like, are you high-fiving when you're...
Supposedly, yeah. That's the Eiffel Tower. But it's not... I don't know.
The Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
No. What's that?
You're doing a girl doggy style, and she's blowing the other guy, and you guys high-five up. So you make the Eiffel Tower?
No. So you're making eye contact with another guy.
Just the whole time. Yeah.
So there's nothing...
straight about that?
The only thing that would do would be like I would be so weirded out that I would not be able to get hard very long.
Yeah, I wouldn't think I would.
It would take like forever and a day.
We're probably missing out. It's probably the best thing in the world, and we're like,
let's do it.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go get your neighbor. What's her name?
The Soon Young.
I'm sorry?
Soon Young.
How young?
Soon Young.
No, how young?
18.
No. Too old.
Yeah.
Too old. We need auto-tune. Isn't that what auto-tune does?
I guess so. It makes you sing indie music.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what auto-tune does.
We watch Trolls, the movie, and there's a TV show on for Trolls.
Yeah.
And there's one little guy. His name's Guy Diamond. And his voice is auto-tune.
Yeah.
So every time he talks, it's fucking auto-tune, and it makes me laugh every time.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, no!
Trolls. Oh, is that the one with Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. That dude's a an American treasure.
Really? Love that guy.
I like that guy. I'd hang out with him.
He does seem like he's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It kind of it upsets me, but I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who sucks is Natalie Portman.
What?
I don't know why. I just thought of like Saturday Night Live sketches where like people sing. Cause I was trying to hate.
You
don't
like that rap that she did, the first one?
Yeah, but she can't act.
How dare you?
She cannot act.
What are you talking
about? Her best acting was The Professional. She has never graduated beyond like that shitty level. Actually, was Black Swan good?
There was one scene in that was really good.
Which one?
The one where her and Mila Kunis bang.
Oh, they scissor fight?
Oh yeah. Was the best.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Was Mila Kunis the aggressor?
Uh-huh.
I do remember a little bit about that. Down boy.
Yep. YouTube later.
YouTube. YouPorn. You think that's on YouPorn?
Probably.
Can you find those things on YouPorn?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I can find all kinds of stuff on that.
Yeah.
Are you a YouPorn, a RedTube, or a Pornhub guy?
Whatever the mood strikes. It doesn't really matter. I usually just Google it. I Google what I'm looking for, like a midget humping horse. I just Google that, and then whatever porn site pops up, I use.
No, really?
Yeah.
You can find all that.
I know.
Pornhub.
Google.
I think Pornhub's my jam.
That's
I like it. I like how it's laid out.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's very easy to find. Amateur. I'm into amateur right now. It was Brazilians. It was big butts.
Really?
Which is kind of the same thing. So, like, Brazilian leads into big butts, and you're just like, the bigger, the better. The tighter the sweater.
Yeah, see, I'm still all about boobs. Oh, boob guy.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Nah. Why?
There's nothing to do with those things.
Dude, knocking those things around is the best part of my life.
So boring. So boring. Ugh. Yeah. Might as well be reading The New Yorker. It's fucking so boring.
I'm just doing the crossword.
The butt is it's the power center. It's where all, like, the hips, the butt, it's where all the muscles
It's also where all the poop comes out.
Whatever. Okay? It's where pee comes out, too.
What?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And
I need to look up some anatomy stuff.
Menstruation.
Out the butt.
Menstruation station. Choo butt choo. Period. Guess who's coming in? Got a package delivery.
But
mail
tampons.
Train here.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
United Pussy Service.
I don't watch porn anymore, really.
What?
I don't.
What do you mean you don't watch porn anymore?
I don't. I don't have fucking time.
Oh. My wife listens to this. I just went to church today. Fucking loser.
What are you talking about?
You sound so transparent. I'm just looking at you. You're transparent. Will. You sound.
Will.
Listeners, Instagram us. This guy is full of shit.
Like, how much do you, like, daily for you?
At least every other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you find the time?
Like, at night, right before I go to bed. I can't sleep. It's either that or melatonin. You ever take melatonin?
Yeah. I take melatonin every once in a while.
It works.
It does, yeah. So that's
do you ever wake up with, like, drenched in sweat?
No. Never.
I legit can't tell if it's the melatonin. So the internet tells me that maybe it's the melatonin or if I'm literally having, like, night seizures. And I wake up and I'm legit, like, pools of fucking sweat. Like, uh-huh. I hit the back of my neck and it is soaked.
Yeah, like,
and then I stick it down my pants. I'm like, if I could bang the back of my neck, I would.
Do you know what? I can bang the back of your neck if
you'd
like.
So wet back of your.
Yeah. Where's the weirdest place? Okay, I did see one porn. Okay.
Where's the weirdest place I ever watched porn?
No. The weirdest. I watched a porn that a kid. It was like a mother son thing. And the kid. Like a stepmom, I should say. And he, instead of...
like, there's a big difference. Yeah, I know. They're not related, so it might as well be like, hey, yeah. I'm inside your womb, and I'm banging you.
No, but...
Sorry, go ahead.
He did it, like, between her closed legs. So, and kind of like in the doggy-style position. So you just saw the head of his penis kind of, like, sticking out the front, but he wasn't actually sticking it in.
Which she...
Weirdest thing.
Did he just missed and she wasn't going to tell anything?
Nope. It was like what he wanted to do.
You know what? Moms can be so nice.
Yeah. She was
so
a
forgiving.
She's
she
was a fucking sweetheart.
A doll.
Yeah.
I mean, would any other girl be like, no, you're totally not hitting it? No, but a mom would.
Yeah. You can't stick it inside of my vagina, but between my thighs?
No, I'm just saying, like, she wouldn't want to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you missed.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get it next time, kid.
Come here. Hun.
Nice try. Yeah.
Rubbed his head.
Yeah, exactly. Give him a little nuggy. So, sorry, you were saying
you
were watching.
Weird. Is it like foot fetish stuff? Stuff like that?
No.
Pee?
I do. I got to be honest with you. I don't have a foot fetish, but I do love a nice pair of feet and like a really nice pair of shoes.
You're
like
fucking,
high heels.
You're fucking queer.
No, seriously.
That is
That
dumb.
Gets me.
Really?
Oh, it's sexy as fuck. Yeah. Unless you have like some hammer toes. Damn. I don't want somebody like, you know, give me the fucking
hammer
gas
toes.
Pedal.
Yeah,
but
that's weird.
No, it's a weird one. The gas pedal when they take like the
I can't believe you like that.
They take the high heel and put it in your butthole and they're like meh, and they hit the gas and then like meh, hit the brake, but then the butt. I hate when that happens.
Me too.
It's not my deal.
I hate when that happens every day.
It's not my deal.
Yeah. No, that's weird stuff. Feet don't do nothing for me, butts. Really don't do nothing for me.
Are you serious?
I'll grab a butt, but like anal stuff, nah, it's not for me.
I'm more and more like intrigued. Color me intrigued.
Catch a finger ever?
Yep. It was fucking up. Really? Yeah. Yeah, I caught a finger one time. Surprise? Surprise the millennium.
Yeah.
It was right around 2000 too.
Damn. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year indeed. I didn't know that would be. That opened my mind entirely.
Yeah.
Entirely. Yeah.
Now all
that
you watch
was
is
the
pagan porn.
That was the dawn of a new era for me in don't be so close-minded.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yep.
Yep.
That was good stuff.
My shit's cut off. I am close-minded to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clench me up.
The dude had some serious fingernail problems, though. Yeah. It's like, come on, bro. Cut those things. You're hitting me. Yeah. You're tearing up my fucking butthole. It's called... It's a... butt diamond.
What? It's I was digging for clams in your butt.
Yeah. Guy came up empty.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, though.
He was like, here, smell it. I was like, come on, bro.
Better than taste it.
Well.
Yeah.
It's not that bad to taste it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like a weird fucking turn, man.
Da, 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 da. All right. Well, Dennis, I think right about getting the old Hitler, we should probably wrap this thing up.
Yep. As always.
This is so dumb.
So dumb.